Tell us about Trees of Hope. What is it?
It's an exciting initiative. And to your wonderful left over there, Jade, is the face and the voice of Trees of Hope. So she can probably explain it. Imogen can explain
it. She's
the
voice. Beautiful face and voice too. Oh, good morning, Imogen.
Good morning. So yeah, Trees of Hope is pretty much this collective hamper drive that we do every single year. And so pretty much what we do is we got these really bright green bags, and we get people to fill them with the list that's inside of them with all the items, either a singles, a couple, or a family hamper. Oh. They get to choose which one they would like to do.
Because that's always hard when you want to put stuff under these trees. You go, what the hell do I put under there?
Exactly. Give and we've even list. Got photos. So no, we're really onto it. So we've got like photos of what you need to put on. So if you show your kids, look, this is what you need to get, and then they know what they're going to get.
So I'm looking right now at the single hamper filler, just as an example.
Yeah.
And you've got things on there like you've got six poppers of milk, right? Mm. So, you know, that's long life milk, which is really good. Then you've got other little things like snacks, some sweet bickies, 2-minute noodles, like a staple in everybody's house. So you're just putting together hampers for people. So they've got some good household staples.
Exactly. And we've found, like, especially with some of the homeless people that we do deal with, they can only have a certain amount of stuff that's with them on them at that moment. So we make it where it's really user-friendly. See, popper milks, you can have that in one serve. Mm. Yeah. Instead of like a big 1 litre where you got to put it in the fridge after you've used it. So we're just trying to make it as user-friendly for the people as possible.
And convenient to cook. Like if you look at things like 2-minute noodles, doesn't take much to get that organised and you've got yourself a meal. So.
Exactly. And it's really nice and quick. And we've just really spoken with our people and our friends of the shack, and they've told us what works and what doesn't work. And we've really just kind of got it down to somewhat of a fine art now after doing it for 6 years. So, it's working really well.
Aren't you proud, Dale?
Exceptionally proud. Right. And Emo and the team do an amazing job. And you know, we sort of get to sit and just take in what they're doing. It's terrific. And I think it's what we don't see is in here, we just talked about all the tangible product that'll actually go in there. But what we don't see is obviously where it's relative to the name, is the hope that it brings.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the exciting part about it. When somebody's handed a hamper or somebody, and they're not even expecting it, we see their world light up. And Christmas takes on a whole different view. Mm. And that's exciting.
Well, Christmas is sad for a lot of people, especially when they're facing, you know, almost losing their home. They can't pay their bills. And this year, they're thinking, how the hell am I going to treat the kids to anything?
Yeah.
Exactly.
And we have organisations like UWE, Sunshine Mitre 10, Heritage Banks, and a lot of other organisations coming on board that are just adding into that. And, you know, the gifts will come from UWE, and everybody's just on board. It's just a fun time. And one of the things that we've talked about with, and Imogen mentioned it earlier about the pictures, a lot of families are turning it into a treasure hunt.
Oh, what a great
really
idea.
Cool. Yeah.
It's almost like a reverse advent calendar, isn't it?
Pretty much.
So if you just go through every day and put one of these items from your list.
That is a great idea, an advent. That is a really good idea.
So then, you know, you could just collect one thing a day and put it in your bag, and then at the end of your...
We're going to use that.
There
so
you go.
Jade, there's kind of no copyright on
no,
that.
No, there's no copyright. It's all yours. We'll use it as you please.
We will take hold of that, which is absolutely terrific. And just a little story that's come out of even in the early parts. You know, we launched on November 1. And people are already just, they're full on, they're in action.
And how good are people, right? Because something like this, it's not a handout, it's a hand up.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And everybody at different times in their life will need varying degrees of help. And there's no shame in it. It's solutions like the ones that you're offering that give people a chance to get back on their feet and, a chance to get back to where they need to be. And we want people to be happy and
exactly,
you know, to have the best Christmas they can.
Absolutely,
they can have.
And that joy and that hope at Christmas is such, because that's the promotion of it in the way, you know. What I mean? We know what it represents, and we know how powerful it is. But you know, as I think Bilko, you brought up so eloquently earlier, is the fact that it's not a great time for some people, and when they're looking down through, you know, the hourglass or through that vision of where am I going to be, you know, even in January when school starts back and things like that, and that's even something else that's included into this, that we do look beyond, and I think that's the exciting thing, you know, with Sunshine Coast Grammar, you know, Baringa Schools, all the schools around the hinterland, they're all on board, and they're just having fun with it, but they're actually bringing an incredible power to it. And the people on the Sunshine Coast, you guys will be very much aware, you've been here long enough, they are just some of the most generous people.
They are, aren't they?
They're phenomenal. Absolutely. It's a great example to set for your kids too, to teach them about giving back in any way that you possibly can. And if people wanted to do that, Imogen, where do we go to make our donations?
Yeah, definitely. So obviously we've got our drop-off locations. So the Shack has their drop-off location at the old Mitre 10 building in Nambour.
Yeah.
And then we have obviously Heritage Banks as well all over the coast, and all the Sunshine Mitre 10s all over the coast. And they go all the way from Corroy, Gympie, that area, all the way down to Northlake area. So they've just opened there at Northlake.
Yes, Sunshine
they've
Mitre.
Just opened and we're
last
there.
Saturday, yes.
So we're already in there.
Right.
And I think one of the stories, one of the great, and I was going to share on early, one of the wonderful stories that come over, I went to pick up a couple of hampers from a lady that had did a collection and they were really excited about it. And when I picked it up from her, she said, can I share a story about what's happened with these hampers? And I said, absolutely. And while she was at the checkout, and obviously the green bags were there, and they're like neon lights, these green bags, she said they were filled and I was putting them through. And a gentleman that was standing behind her asked her what she was doing. And she explained that the Trees of Hope and this is a Christmas appeal that's going out. And he said, oh, what a fantastic initiative. And he actually paid for the second hamper.
Oh, nice.
So awesome. She was just putting that through. He paid for the second hamper. And I think that's multiplied many times over. People see it. People are now a part of it. People want to belong to it. And I think they can – that's their way. It's their heart saying, listen, I want to reach my community. I may never see the people it gets to, but that doesn't matter. I know I'm playing a part.
You just know you're doing the right thing.
Mm. And can I also say, with updates and things like that, you can always check out our Facebook and Instagram as well. If you want to know anything about Trees of Hope, just keep a lookout on there, and any updates about what's happening or stories like that will be posted on
Stale
our Facebook
said,
or Instagram.
She's the voice. Try and understand her.
It's fantastic. Well, congratulations to you both. You're doing a wonderful thing.
Thank you
It's
so
called
much.
Trees of Hope. Same name on Instagram and Facebook.
Yep, and the Shack Community Centre.
Beautiful. And if people want to get involved, we'll put the list of locations up on our website as well so people can donate where they see best.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Jade and Bilka.